The Sitka Sound Herring Sack Roe fishery went on two-hour notice today, meaning the first opening of one of Alaska's most lucrative fisheries could get underway at any moment now. While anticipation is high as the fleet prepares to fish, so is speculation about prices for this year's harvest of herring eggs. That's because Japan is the main market. Lottie Kay has the story.
Are we ready, gentlemen?
Ready.
Okay.
It's 9 a.m. in Jamestown Bay, 3 miles south of downtown Sitka. Herring Sack Roe fishery permit holder Chip Trinan is rallying his seining crew to run a test set aboard the Corinne Brit.
The big set, you can also see some of these bubbles coming up. You can see the birds are on one side of the net, corks are all down on the other. You can see the fish starting to hit the surface. You see all these little bubbles coming up here too. That also would indicate that there's fish under there. This is a huge set right here.
The Corinne Brit set had a mature roe percentage of 4.4. That statistic, combined with a set made north of Sitka that showed herring with mature roe at 9.5%, helped the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announce the fleet would go on two-hour notice Monday at 8 a.m. Last year, a statewide averaging of fish tickets showed an in-season ex-vessel price of $690 a ton for herring roe. So far this year, processors have been reluctant to reveal a price, but economists and industry specialists expect the price to be much lower than in previous years, despite a large potential harvest. In Japan, herring roe, or kazunoko, is a delicacy eaten at New Year. After being fished up during the spring in waters off Alaska, British Columbia, and California, it is usually processed and shelved till November and December when it is sold for as much as $100 a pound. But after the recent earthquake and tsunami that happened along Japan's northern coast, the market for herring roe is in doubt.
We look at this year in particular, Japan has suffered a major trauma to its economy and to its society and to distribution.
Guttenapp is a professor of economics at the University of Alaska Anchorage's Institute of Social and Economic Research. He says that Japanese interest in the traditional New Year delicacy has been on a decades-long decline, and the tsunami has only further depressed markets.
The economy will be severely disrupted, and in general, in that kind of situation, higher-priced products are going to suffer more of a decline in demand than staple products.
Two of the 9 Japanese members in a herring roe trade group with Canada suffered major problems to their logistics and storage facilities. Christina Burge is the secretary and treasurer of the Canadian Pacific Kazunoko Association. She says the Canadian fleet did not fish its 16,000 tons of allowable catch this year.
We saw a massive increase in abundance this year, but the fish were very small. And what we were hearing from Japan was that since they have been extremely unwilling to buy small San Francisco fish, they were equally unwilling to buy small same fish from Canada.
On a larger scale, Burge sees herring roe markets headed for a disaster if they stay limited to Japanese demand. More immediately important to the Sitka herring fishing fleet is the age of the fish caught this year, according to Department of Fish and Game Regional Management biologist Dave Gordon. Older fish produce a larger number and size of egg, and this might be a consideration if the market is more limited and selective this year.
Well, what happens with herring sometimes is the older fish come in sooner than the younger fish or are ready to spawn before the younger fish are. So the later fish, which typically are the younger age classes, are less desirable in the market. Even though you might get good roe recovery, it's not the right size for what the market demands. And so, that will be an important factor this year.
Processing company Icicle's fleet manager, Randy Lantine, said the distribution of age classes and weight don't signal an unmarketable egg abundance or size to him. The department forecasts an average weight of 151 grams of fish this year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melody Kay.